Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All eyes on Virginia, where a pro-gun rally is scheduled to take place today on the grounds of the state capitol. Victor Oquendo is covering in Richmond. He joins us live. Victor, if you can, set the scene for us this morning.
Good morning. It's good to be on with you guys. So the crowds, they started building up even before 5 o'clock this morning when we got out here. At that point, it was a few hundred people. Now we're looking at a few thousand. On the Capitol Square grounds, there's only one entrance point to get there, and you have to be screened. All weapons have been banned. So the crowd size on the actual grounds of the Capitol, much smaller compared to what I'm seeing outside right now, where it looks like thousands of people are just beyond the fence line, where you've got, you know, they're just taking over the sidewalk and the nearby streets.
How many people are expected there?
You know, we don't have an official number, but I'd say somewhere in the tens of thousands. It's slated to start at 11 a.m., and I see these numbers growing as the morning goes on. There is, I know it's cold in Buffalo, but it is also about 20 degrees here right now in Richmond, so it would be interesting to see how the weather plays a factor in this, too.
All right, now you said that weapons are banned from being inside that perimeter. Does that mean that outside of the perimeter, you see weapons pretty readily?
That is exactly right. So inside the perimeter, no weapons of any kind, including firearms, knives, bats, even baseballs are on the prohibited items list. Just outside the fence, I'm looking at people with guns and long rifles. Weapons are allowed outside.
That's got to create a little bit of a concerning situation for police because they're enforcing that perimeter, obviously watching the people inside, yet you have to watch all these people outside as well. Have they been bringing in outside police agencies to assist in that matter?
Absolutely. Police presence out here is stifling. The goal is to avoid anything like what we saw in Charlottesville 2 years ago. So you've got a lot more officers from the local, state, and federal level. The communication should be a lot better between all of the agencies. There is only, in terms of the perimeter itself, as I mentioned, there's only one way to get inside. Everybody who goes in has to be screened, so that's very important. And, of course, that weapons ban is in place this time around.
Is the Virginia State Legislature deciding on some gun control measures?
Right. So that's what they are out here protesting. Three measures. Number one, you'd only be allowed to buy one gun per month. Number two, extended background checks. And the third would keep firearms off of certain public buildings and public spaces. So that's what you've got thousands of people from not just Virginia, but all over the country coming out here to protest. And the concern is that it's not just gun rights advocates. We could be looking at, you know, members of extreme militias or white supremacists.
Yeah, that's already been a concern as white supremacist groups. There's been the FBI getting involved to root out threats of violence on that front. Who started this idea for a rally, and have they commented at all at why they thought this was a good idea, where especially after Charlottesville, that idea that this would be infiltrated by white supremacist groups, I mean, it seems like it was bound to happen.
Right. Okay, so Long answer here for all of that. So this is Lobby Day here in Virginia, annual day for groups to come out and protest. But ever since Democrats took control here in Virginia, one of the first moves they did was try to pass that gun legislation. So it's the Virginia Citizens Defense League. They're the main group here behind this front to, you know, come out and protest. But there are several groups who have kind of gotten on board with this, and people were being bussed in from all over the state and neighboring states as well. So that's kind of how this whole thing came together here.
All right, and the governor has already declared a state of emergency?
Right, so the governor declared a state of emergency. That's in place until tomorrow, and the weapons ban is also very important. And in terms of people who have already been arrested ahead of this, the FBI did arrest seven alleged white supremacists with ties to the neo-Nazi group called The Base. the FBI says at least three of them were planning on coming to this rally, possibly inciting violence.
Okay, it's a lot to watch. This is only expected to last today. Will it go throughout the week? When will these fears be alleviated?
So they have a permit from, it's short, just 11 a.m. to noon. That said, that's just on the Capitol grounds. Who knows how long this might go for outside, where right now you barely can. I'm looking from indoors right now. The street is just covered with protesters right now. They've really taken over the surrounding area here, and those numbers are, I'm guessing, only going to grow.
Yeah, right. Victor, thanks so much for the update. Victor Oquendo joining us live from Richmond, Virginia, where there's a pro-gun rally that's scheduled to take place at 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.